Amen. Praise the Lord. That is so true. In fact, I find that maybe I could rewrite that and say, especially in the valley, God is good. Sad to say, a lot of times on the mountain, we don't even necessarily recognize God. And that's sad. It really is. We just kind of, well, everything's going great, and we don't think about him a lot. Boy, in that valley, though, I'll tell you what, you know you need him. And praise the Lord, that is good. Psalm 37, I'm working on doing a study on faith, and you'll be hearing about that soon. But this little passage, very familiar passage, I thought I didn't want to tie it in with something else. I wanted to talk to you about the little words here. Verse 3, trust in the Lord, and that's the title of the message this morning, trust in the Lord. Father, I pray you bless the preaching. And we certainly need you. We need your guidance and your direction, and ask you to bless us now from your word and change us because of your word. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we all know trust in the Lord. We sing songs about it. We hear about it. We talk about it. I mean, we're in church, right? I mean, everybody, you would expect, well, the pastor's going to say we need to trust the Lord and trust in the Lord and all those kinds of things. But the truth of the matter is, and really, as I'm studying, doing a little study on faith, you know, faith and trust are, they're like cousins, amen? I mean, they're maybe even more like brother and sister. They're that close. Without faith, you don't usually trust. And so I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that. But trusting in the Lord is more than just saying that you trust in the Lord. Trusting in the Lord is proving that you trust in the Lord. And here in verses 1 and 2, we have evildoers, we have the workers of iniquity, and how sometimes we're envious about them, and we're envious of what other things are going on. Well, but if you trust God, you wouldn't be envious of evildoers, because if you trust God, you know that verse 2 is true. They shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as a green herb. I mean, we know we're going to win the thing. Amen. We know that the battle is going to be won by the Lord. Why don't we trust the Lord? Let's be on the Lord's side. Let's get him on our side and just trust in the Lord. But again, we say it, and we all are so good about saying it, and we'll sing songs about it. But do we really trust him? I remember, I've probably told this before, but when David was little, which is a long, long time ago, when he was maybe 4, 5, 6 years old, I don't know, I used to have a pulpit. Well, actually, it's a pulpit down in the teen room now, but in Bern, Indiana. And I would sit David on the pulpit, and after the service, not during the service, I didn't have to watch him that close. But anyway, and he would be there, and eventually he would want to stand up, and then he would say, "Catch me, Dad." And you know, I'd be talking to somebody, and all of a sudden I'd hear him say, "Catch me, Daddy." And literally he closed his eyes and just fell. Yeah, I mean, he really trusted me, and it was so funny because I'm not even looking. Catch me, Daddy. Oh, you know, and there he goes. And the reason he's like he is, I let him fall once, he hit his head. No, I didn't really do that. But that, honestly, that is really the kind of trust we need to have for the Lord. We need to trust him that much. Lord, catch me, and just close your eyes and fall. And say, and he will catch you. I just was preaching to the shepherds. And, boy, we have a good time in there. We really did. And but talking about Deuteronomy, where it says, underneath are his everlasting arms, under us. And so anytime we fall, he's always there, ready to catch us. Well, shouldn't we trust him? Shouldn't we trust? I mean, really trust him today. D.L. Moody's favorite verse is Isaiah 12 and verse 2. And he said, and it says, "I will trust and not be afraid." And he used to, in his preaching, he would say you could travel first or second class to heaven. And first or second class is what time I am afraid, I will trust in him. That's Psalm 56:3. But if you want to travel first class, it is I will trust and not be afraid. Amen. And really to trust God is to not be afraid. That is to say, God, I really trust you. I illustrate it this way often. And that is after 1965, in April of 1965, Palm Sunday, a tornado came through our area, also came through this area, but where I lived in Indiana, and it did all kinds of damage. I was in, I believe, first grade, and I was terrified of storms after that. and absolutely scared to death. And I mean, it would start to storm at night, and I would be right in my parents' bedroom, and I'd be looking out the window. Don't know what I was looking for. I don't know what I would have done if I'd have seen what I was looking for. But I'd be looking out the window, terrified. But I felt real safe in Dad's room. But I didn't feel as safe in Dad's room while he was snoring as I felt when he woke up. And it was amazing. I would lay in bed and I could not sleep because I could hear the, we had a flagpole outside and I could hear the wind whipping and that little, the little clip there hitting the pole and ding, 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 ding. And I could always tell that it was going to storm because the wind was blowing harder. And I'd be terrified. But boy, as soon as Dad got up, it was like, I don't have to worry anymore. Everything's all right. I have no idea. Isn't it amazing how our kids think we can stop a tornado? You know, halt. But it was like when Dad got up, everything was okay. Why? Because I trusted in him. And I thought he could take care of everything. And I want to show you three things, really, that trust involves. And we see them here in this passage of Scripture that just definitely take place. No question about it. Trust involves these three things. I'm reminded of Job who said, though he slay me, talking about God, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I mean, you talk about trust. Hey, if God kills me, Job said, I trust him. I trust him through the whole process. I trust him because if that's what God wants to do, that's what's best for me. Hey, do you really trust God today? Well, I understand. You say, oh, I'm saved. I trusted Jesus as my Savior. Praise God. That's the most important decision you'll make. But I'm challenging you today. Trust Him in life. And now that you're saved, trust Him with everything in your life. Three things that I believe trust involves. First of all, it involves belief. And that's faith. And I talked to you about how close they are and how related they are. Trust involves belief. You need to believe several things. You need to believe God. You need to believe in God. And it strongly involves belief. Look, if you will, in verse 4 it says this, delight thyself also in the Lord. I mean, look, delight. Delight yourself in the Lord. Let me give you 1 Peter 1 verse 8. Write that down next to your verse there in Psalm. This is good. This is a good verse. 1 Peter 1 and verse 8. Whom having not seen, ye love. In whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hey, you know what? I've not seen Jesus. Oral Roberts didn't either, by the way. I've not seen. Why in the world would he be 900 feet tall anyway? But I've not seen him. But whom having not seen, ye love. In whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hey, you know what? I've never seen him, but I'll tell you what. I believe in him and I trust him and therefore I can delight myself in him even though I've never seen him. But there's going to have to be some things that I believe if I'm really going to delight myself. If I'm going to rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, I'm going to have to believe some things. And so if you're going to trust, and if you're going to do what the Scripture says here, trust in the Lord, you're going to have to believe some things. You're going to have a firm belief in someone or something, because whatever you believe is going to determine your trust. And you'll notice here, it says, fret not. And here we have, fret not in verse 1 versus verse 4, which says, delight thyself. You know, here's folks that are fretting, you're not delighting. And somewhere in there, there's going to have to be a belief. Somewhere in there, there's going to have to be a belief where I don't have to fret over things. I don't have to worry about bills. I don't have to worry about health. I don't have to worry about the economy. I don't have to worry about 2012. I don't have to worry about all those things. I don't have to even think about all those things. Instead, I can rejoice. Instead, I can delight myself in the Lord. There's a something goes on in there. You know, it's interesting. David, in Psalm 37, David's old. I'm sure he's over 51. So he's old. Notice what it says, Psalm 37, verse 25. I like this. I like what he says here. He says, I have been young, and now I'm old. See what I mean? He is. Yet, but look what he says. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. You know what he's saying? He's saying, I've never, ever seen God let the righteous down. Never. He said, I'm old. I've been around a while. I've watched a lot of things. But I've never, ever seen God forsake his people. I've never seen him have to beg for bread.
He's delighting in the Lord. How is he doing that? How is he so excited?
Well, it's because he's not fretting. Why? Because he believes. He believes. A couple things we need to think about here. First of all, his belief regarding God. You know, a lot of people believe in God. There are religions all over the place believing in God. You say, well, you know, and in fact, have you ever talked to somebody about the Lord? You say, if you died today, would you go to heaven? They say, well, I believe in God. You know, you need to be real quick and ready to tell them, you know, the Bible says the demons, the devils believe and tremble. You tell me I'm a devil? Well, I'm getting there. Amen. Huh? You say, well, I believe in God. So do the devils. So do demons. Oh, they believe any, probably more than you do. Hey, listen. Believe. It's more than believing in God, okay? It's believing God. I mean, everybody, the whole world, some people say they're atheists, and I'm not real sure there really are any. I know there's a lot of people that would like to think there's no God. Hello? Because they're scared to death of facing him. You know, I like to, you know, the Bible says there is a God consciousness, and so I think deep down everybody kind of knows. And I really believe that. They can say, well, I don't believe in God. Ha ha, that's foolishness. But what are they afraid of then? You know, when they go to the doctor and doctor says cancer and they're terrified, what are they so afraid of? If all you're going to do is become dust and dirt, who cares? What's there to be afraid of? Oh, let me tell you, I think everybody kind of does, but it's more than just believing God exists. It's believing God. Huh? It's believing God so that then we can trust Him. It's interesting. Believing God. It says in verse 1, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. You know, believing God versus everything that the world says. Believing God, believing what He said versus what the world is saying and the workers of iniquity and those that are against Him and those that are opposite of what we are. He says, don't be envious of them. Don't be envious of the world. Don't be envious of the workers of iniquity. Why? Because, hey, believe God. We win. We win. And God's side wins. Oh, what about 2012? I don't know. You know, predicting dates and all that kind of stuff. The only thing I'm excited about is I know He is coming. I believe God. He said He would. He said we wouldn't know when. He said it's going to be a time when you think not. So I quit thinking about it. Too much. Huh? Belief regarding God. How about this? Believe His Word. Again, we're talking about trust. You're going to have to believe God, but you're going to have to believe His Word. Literally, believe His Word. Whatever it says. Well, somebody says it doesn't make sense. Listen to me. You, so many things in life don't make sense to us. Tim, many times, he'll come in and I'll say, Tim, my computer's doing that. And computers are weird. Mine's got some kind of weird thing on it now. Who knows what all is going on? I never know what these people do with my computers. It's like my cell phones. Every time I give it to a teenager, it's different afterwards. I don't know what they're doing. But I'll say to Tim, I'll say, you know, what's going on here? He'll say, do you really want me to explain it? And I usually say, what do you mean? He said, well, do you really want me to explain it? And I say, no. What am I saying? I trust you. I trust, that's what I'm saying. I don't understand all that is going. He could tell me about pixels. To me, a pixel is married to a pixie. Amen. I mean, I don't understand all that. So I don't get it. You know, he talks about gigs and rams and I want to talk about the lions and, well, then I get discouraged. But I'm just saying, you know, what do you do, preacher? Well, I just trust him. I just have to trust him. You know, you talk about mechanics and stuff like that, you know, in a car. And I had some doohickeys thing messed up on my car. So I took it in. The guy said, you need a whatever that thing is. It's under warranty. Don't worry about it. We'll see you tomorrow. And I said, okay, I just trusted him. I don't know what he did. He may have put, who knows what he may have put on that thing. But I trust the guy. Hello. You do the same thing. You go to the doctor. Doctor says, okay, you know, he gives you a piece of paper and he scribbled stuff on it and you have no clue. You have absolutely no clue. You don't know what the prescription is versus his signature. Hello? Right? And if he's like many doctors, you couldn't pronounce his name if it was spelled out. Bless you.
You
need to see a doctor. But I'm just saying, don't respond when I'm talking to you. Respond, but not vocally. But here we go. We go to the doctor. Doctor says, all right, go down to the store, give them this. They'll give you that. Put it in your body. Aren't we crazy? And we do it. We don't even know what it is. Every day, I and my vitamin, what's that thing? Container is getting bigger and bigger. You know, I have one for every day of the week. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You have one for every day of the week? Good. Yeah, it seems to have something to do with gray hair. But anyway, I got one for every day. And it started out, it was only about like that and about that thin. Now it's about like that and about that thin. You know, it's huge and the thing's thick. But every Saturday, it's empty. And I set it on the counter. And on Sunday morning, it's full again. I don't know what all she's putting in there. You say, well, I heard a story about, oh, I've heard the stories too. Yeah, she could be putting all kinds of wacky stuff in there. But wait a minute, fellas, your wife's doing the same to you too. Yeah, you've been mean to her. I've been nice to my wife. So why are you so nice to your wife? Because she does my pills. That's why I'm nice to my wife. But wait a minute. But we just go ahead and we take the pills. Hey, you go to a restaurant. I asked a guy the other day, I said, do people ever spit on the food back in the back? And he just looked at me. He said, well, I didn't yours. See, some of you are wondering about that. How do you know? You don't know. Oh, and you don't want to know, do you? Yeah, that's right. I don't want to know either. But the truth is, we take it. Now listen to me. It's because we believe, we could not even begin to imagine that anybody would really do that. Right? Right. Let me tell you, we need to just believe God's Word. This book right here. You need to believe this book. You say, I just can't, that's blind. No, I've already proven to you, every day you do the same thing. Every day you believe something. You believe a label on medicine. You believe ingredients in food. You believe a menu says this will be the best food you've ever eaten. You believe all those things. You believe your doctor is not out to get you. You believe your dentist is not going to drill all the way through your jaw. I mean, you believe, and therefore you trust them. Believe His Word. Believe God's Word. You know, when I was little, my dad, you know, there were things Dad would have to explain to me as far as mechanics and electrical things and different things like that. And after a while, you know, I just said, I'll take your word for it. Now, we need to do that with God. God, I'll just take your word. You said it. Now, I'll just take your word for it. You know, I like the way the Bible starts in the beginning. God. I guess if anyone knows everything, it would be God. Because He's always been in the beginning. And believe. Believe. And that's so important. Believe Him. Trust Him with anything. You know, as I said, Job said, though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. You know what? That's amazing. That's an amazing statement. I wonder how many of us really would say that. God, I trust You. Even if I can feel Your hands around my throat, I trust You. I trust those hands. Those are the hands that were pierced by nails to hang You on a cross. I trust Your hands. I trust anything, God, that You do. In the valley, I trust You, God. If the valley's there, I trust You. You say go forward and I'm going to go off a cliff. God, I trust You. I trust You. And again, that's because I believe Him. I believe Him. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, I believe God loves me. That's why whatever He tells me to do, I believe it's going to be the best thing. However He leads me, I believe that's the best thing. Huh? Do I ever wrestle with that? Well, sure, of course I do. But ultimately, I need to just believe what He said. I need to believe His Word. And I need to believe His plan. Therefore, I can trust Him. He said that He'll never allow anything in my life that I can't handle. He'll always make a way to escape that I'll be able to bear it. Always. So if something comes into my life, I have to believe that I can handle it. How many people, you look at the calendar and you look ahead and say, I can't handle that. How can you even say that? How can we say I can't handle something when if our God is telling the truth that He loves us, and if He's telling the truth that He'll never allow anything we can't handle, how can we say we can't handle it? Truth of the matter is, you can handle it. And what you need to do is you need to believe God, believe His Word, and then trust Him with it. Whatever it is. You know, so many times somebody, I cannot go through this. Sure you can. I talked to somebody the other day and they went through a tough, tough time and they told me in the beginning, I just can't, I don't think I can do it. And I explained this to them and explained, you can. And then they went through it and I said, you know what? How many times, study it, look in the Bible, look how many times it says it came to pass. That doesn't just mean it passed, that means it came with a purpose of passing. Because as it passed, as a storm, it left something behind. I'm going to tell you something, folks. We run from the things God wants to leave behind. Just because there's clouds, just because there's lightning, just because there's thunder, just because it looks like a storm, just because it is a storm. Hey, God wants to leave something behind. Believe that He loves you. Believe that He is God. Believe that He has a plan. And then trust Him with that. Trust Him. Amen. You say, well, you don't understand, preacher. I know me. That's not the question. Do you know Him? Because if you know Him, you don't have to worry about you. Amen. It involves belief. So clearly it involves belief. Number two, it involves behavior. Because again, we can say we believe Him. Behavior shows whether we trust Him or not. Our behavior proves that we believe Him. Everybody, we know you believe your doctor. Because you took those pills. That one that's that big, you know what I'm talking about? You had to put it in, go, you know, to get it down, right? What's that bird that's got the flappy thing there? That's what we look like sometimes taking our pills, right? Some of you will smile before this service is over. What's he say? He says, fret not. What's that mean? Don't worry. Amen. That's behavior, isn't it? Fretting not. Oh, I'm terrified. I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, I'm scared to death. That's fretting. So he says, don't do that. What else did he say? He says in verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. That's behavior. Do good. Amen. Kind of like a preacher saying, do right. Do right. Hey, you don't understand. Nope, just do right. Huh? Why would I do right? Because you trust God. That's why. Amen. Come on. Everybody, I mean, moms, you've done it. Nowadays, all medicine tastes good anymore. You know, back when I was a kid, it didn't always taste good. Castor oil never tasted good. I don't know how they've made castor oil good today. Maybe they just quit doing it and they give people other things. I don't know. But it just never, but mom, now you need this. Yeah, sure I do. You know, she told me I needed spinach too. Right, that's what I say too. I mean, come on. What do we do? I mean, it involves behavior. You say, okay, I believe you, but I'm not going to eat that. Really? You must not believe then. I believe you, but I'm not going to do that. Then you don't believe. Okay? Well, I just choose to worry. Okay, then you don't really believe God. See, I don't like this. That puts me in a corner, but it's the truth. And you need to look at the truth. He says, fret not. He says, do good. Notice what he says in verse 5. He says, commit thy way unto the Lord. What's that mean? That means, God, here, you write out the itinerary. And that's the way I'm going to go. Draw me a map, God. That's the way I'm going. He says, okay, well, here's your map. And first thing I look at and I see, oh my, there's a valley. I believe you, God, but I'm not going there. See? We don't really believe Him. You see, trust involves belief, but it also involves behavior. There are decisions, choices we have to make. There are decisions that we, you know, Job was a good example, and he said, I'm going to keep going. He could have quit. His wife said, curse God and die. But he said, no, he says, I'm going to keep going. And I'm not going to quit praying, and I'm not going to quit reading my Bible, and I'm not going to quit telling others about Jesus, and I'm not going to quit serving. Why? Because I am going to believe God, and that's going to affect my behavior, and I'm going to show God, and I'm going to fret not, I'm going to do good, and I'm going to commit my way to Him. And I'm going to walk therein. I like the song, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. We say, oh, that's a kid's song. No, that's an adult song. And it's one that everybody in this room, if you say, I'm a good Christian, then you are doing that. Trust and obey. And those two go together. And the way you obey is because you trust Him. Amen. You trust Him. You say, hey, I believe God, and therefore I'm going to obey God. I trust Him. I trust Him that this is the best way. When I got baptized, I was terrified. I don't know why I was terrified. I knew how to swim. I didn't, but I was terrified. I was terrified at the fact that I'm making a commitment. But you know what? I believed God, and I believed that's what I was supposed to do. I believed that would please God, and I believed that was the next step in my Christian growth, and so I got baptized. And you know, that's what you need to do if you're not baptized. You need to trust God. Oh, but I'm going to get wet. You're going to get soaked. Huh? My hair's going to get messed up. Your hair's going to get very messed up. Unless it's like mine and it just flows. Huh? You know, but you need to trust God. You know, I would join this church, but I'm just not. Well, you need to trust God and just do it. Again, it involves our behavior. I'm amazed how many people say, well, I'm just trusting the Lord, but you're doing nothing. Because fear. Or because of worry. Or because of just disobedience. Hey, do you know that obeying God takes trust? It takes trust. In Mark chapter 2, four men dropped their friend down, their crippled friend. They dropped him down on a bed, busted through a roof, and dropped him down to Jesus. Why did they do? Because they believed and they trusted God and they put works to what they believed. That's why the Bible says faith without works is dead. You know, well, I believe. No, you don't. Or you would work if you really believed. I believe God. Then why did you just steal from Him a little while ago when the offering plates went around? Yeah, but I got bills to pay, preacher. Then you don't really believe. Are you listening? Yeah, that's the challenge this morning. Huh? I'm talking about really trusting Him. Huh? You know, I like the story of the tightrope walker that stretched a tightrope between buildings and he was out there and had a huge crowd watching. He was way up in the sky and walking across that thing. And asked the crowd, says, I had a wheelbarrow up there. Said, how many of you think I could push this wheelbarrow across that tightrope? And, you know, all these people, I believe it. Yeah, I do. And, you know, so he called on one. He said, okay, come and get in. Wow. Do you really believe? Do you really believe? Because trusting involves behavior. It involves what we do. It involves our life. It involves the decisions that we make. I mean, there's folks, you don't trust God enough to come to an altar. Well, God spoke to my heart, but I just don't want to make it public. Yeah, because you don't trust Him. You say, I believe Him. No, you don't really believe Him. You're concerned about it. You worry. He says, fret not, do good, commit. Commit thy way. Give it to Him and trust Him with it. Do you trust Him enough to clean up your behavior? Do you trust Him enough to do right? You know, do good, He says. Do you trust Him enough with your habits? You know, I'm amazed at folks that don't trust God enough to just put the cigarette down, throw it in the toilet, flush it, get all of the cigarettes, flush them down the toilet, and be done. Oh. You don't understand, preacher. I mean, it's a tough thing. I understand that. Trust Him. Trust Him. Trust Him. Go home, get all the whiskey, all the beer, take it out, dump it down the sink,
Throw it away and be done with it. Just trust him with it. But see, I'm just afraid that, yeah, see, you don't trust him. You don't trust him. Whatever it is, you know. Trust him. Trust him enough that it changes your behavior. I mean, honestly, those are the decisions that we have to make as Christians if we're going to grow. It's a matter of saying, God, I trust you. I trust you. It's like Brenda and I when we were hippies. Our whole life had to change. I mean, everything had to change. Our whole world changed. But we had to trust him with that. We were comfortable in our hippie life. We were comfortable in, that's how we grew up. That's how it was with us. But everything, and it had to change because God was calling me to preach. But he was calling me first to trust him. You say, well, I'm just going to grow up and I'm going to serve God. Not if you don't trust God, you're not. You'll never serve God. You'll never make it. You know, I see washouts all the time just from this simple little thing right here. I just don't trust, you know, I believe God, but I don't trust him. Then you don't believe him. Because it'd change your behavior. Amen. Amen. I mean, whatever it is, you name it. You know, if it's cussing, you need to trust him and quit cussing. Get away from it. Stay away from it. Stay away from things that make you do that and cause that and just get away from it. Amen. You know, well, I don't like people. Well, trust God and you can love people. He tells us to love people. Amen. Amen. Some of you, you know, it's like, well, you know, I've got some favorite TV shows on Sunday night, but you ought to trust God, come to church and see what God does. Amen. You know, seriously, you ought to just trust him and come to church. That's what I did. That's what I had to do, you know, and now we don't miss church. Well, you know, God's just got you under his thumb. Well, I want to obey him. That's true, but I trust him. If I miss church, I think I missed out on something. It's sad so many people don't feel that way. But it's because you don't trust God. If God gave us a church and God loved the church and he gave himself for the church, then whatever that church is doing, I don't want to miss it. Because it's for me. But see, so many, you know, well, I'm just kind of off doing my own thing. And I promise you, you're going to answer to God for being off doing your own thing. Amen. Boy, it's quiet. It just terrifies me when it's quiet. Yeah. It's not, you know, in our day, it's not popular to stand for the Lord. It's just not. But I'm going to trust him and stand for him anyway. I trust him. I trust him. I trusted him when it was unpopular with my family. I trusted him when it was unpopular with my friends. I've trusted him when it was unpopular with the world. I've trusted him when people made fun. Trusted him when people laughed. Trusted him when people mocked. And I don't regret trusting him, ever. Amen? Some of you teenagers need to just decide, hey, look, I'm going to get on his side. And quit messing around with the world. I'm going to trust him. Okay? Because as long as we vacillate between the devil and God, we're certainly not trusting God. You say, yeah, but I like this. It has nothing to do with what you like. Trust him. He knows what you like better than you know what you like. Guaranteed. No question about it. Huh? Hey, today, are you worried about things? Then you're not trusting him. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And you give it to him. Let him take care of it. Amen. You know, we have our responsibility, but our biggest responsibility that we fail at so often is, God, I trust you. That's what we need to do. Give it to him. Let him take care of it. There's folks in this room right now, you worried yourself sick about so many things. Let me tell you something. You, no wonder you're so miserable. You need to say, God, I believe you, and therefore, I trust you. And my behavior is going to change. I am going to quit worrying about everything. Amen. Kind of like the elderly man for his 75th birthday, his nephew who was a pilot, he said, I'm going to take you on a plane ride. And so he did. And the guy was terrified.
I mean, he'd never flown before, and his nephew's flying him. You know, he didn't do any tricks or loops or anything like that. And so he took him on about a 20-minute flight, flew him over his homestead and got to see the farm and everything. But I mean, this 75-year-old man was terrified. And finally, he got on the ground. His eyes were real wide open, you know, and everything. And the nephew looked at him and said, were you scared? And the guy says in a shaky voice, said, no, but he said, I never did put my full weight down. You'll get that later. But you know, and we kind of laugh about that. In my mind, I imagine the guy kind of, but what, you know, that ruins a trip, and many of you are ruining your trip. Because you're not putting all your weight down. Trust him. It'll change your behavior. It doesn't take me long in counseling folks to know who trusts him and who doesn't. It does not take me long to find out who really believes him and who really doesn't believe him. It doesn't take me long. All I have to do is watch decisions be made or decisions not be made. And it's not long, and I understand people that don't believe him, don't trust him. It doesn't take long. You know, I so clearly remember in Bible college standing in the line at the business office at the college and thinking, you know, what in the world am I doing here anyway? I can't afford this. What in the world am I doing here anyway? I remember one time, my wife remembers this, I had the title to our car. And I remember standing there thinking, what in the world am I doing? I'm about ready to offer them the title of my car to pay for my education. What am I doing here? And then I remember what I was doing there. Oh, yeah. I believe you, don't I? Yeah, I do. Are you listening to me? Oh, yeah, that's right. I left my home. I left my job. I left my security. Because I really do believe you, God. And really, God, you don't even need this title. Amen? By the way, he'd given me that title and the car that went with it. That's always convenient. It's hard to drive around in a title. I'm just trying to help some of you who just have not existed at all this morning. Hey, listen to me. You know, it would have been so easy to quit so many times, but it's so much more fun to be able to tell you, God did it. Those who have no testimony of God did it, no wonder your lower lip drags the floor, scrapes up all the garbage on the ground. No wonder. Tonight I'm looking forward to men's prayer time. Because Will Key's going to be so excited, he's not going to be able to stand it. It happens often, doesn't it, Will? It's a lot of fun, isn't it?
It is.
Monday morning, I have no idea what time Will called the church. I'm glad it was the church. But I know it was early Monday morning. Pastor, I don't even know if you're here. You know that thing we prayed about on Sunday? Remember that thing we were trusting the Lord about Sunday? God did it.
Amen.
Already. Excited. And some of you are just kind of like, God never does anything. He would. You just don't behave like he can. Trust him. Trust him. Put your weight down. Put it on him. See what he does. Trust. It involves belief. Number two, it involves behavior. And then lastly, it involves blessings. I like it. It involves blessings. Watch it now. Verse 3. He says, trust in the Lord, do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land. Watch what he says. Verily, thou shalt be fed. I like that. Isn't that good? Amen. Thou shalt be fed. Notice verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Isn't that good? Verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. What's it? Whatever you prayed for, whatever you need, he'll bring it to pass. Well, I want it now. I want that to happen. Will you commit your way to him? Will you trust him? He will. He will bring it to pass. Well, I'm just too scared. Believe him. Believe him. Believe him and then trust him. Because I'll tell you, when you believe and when you behave like you believe, the blessings, they come. Psalm 31:19, oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. That's so good, isn't it? How great is thy goodness. You know, God's good. And as the lady sang a while ago, in the valley, God's good. On the mountain, God's good. In the air, God's good. Underwater, God's good. In the fire, God's good. Doesn't matter. He's always good. He's just good. So why wouldn't we trust Him? Psalm 32:10. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. I'm telling you, it's good stuff. Psalm 29:25. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Hey, who you trusting today? Well, I trust my doctor and I trust the pharmacist. By the way, pharmacists, you ever look at them really close? Yeah, they're the ones putting all the pills together. You say, well, they've got a prescription. Who says they're going by it? You, because you trust them. Right? You do. Yeah. So you trust the doctor, you trust the pharmacist, you trust the lawyer. Sign here. You trust all those things you sign up for on the internet. All those things. It's got a little box. It says, click here if you agree. Agree to what? And it has in the blue thing, whatever that's called. You click on that and it has the agreement that's 25, whatever those are called, pages, I don't know, blips. It's that long. Did you read it? Why'd you click on it? Come on. I would almost bet, and I'd almost like to bet, that there's not a person in this room that has ever read all of that. Come on. If you're going to Yahoo, click here. Sign our agreement. You know, it says, I agree with terms and conditions. Right. And you can click on the terms, but you never do. Never. If you're going to fly this airline, on this airline, if you agree with our terms and conditions, click here. Priceline, just got a motel. If you agree with the terms and conditions, click here. Did you read the term? No. Why? I trust them. And we won't trust God? We're going to trust with a click? Not Naaman. We trust Naaman. Just saying, come on. And we just do it so easily. And we're in such a hurry. We just click, you know, click here and lose everything you've ever had. No, preacher, you don't have to worry. And that's what Tim tells. He just says, preacher, it's okay. It's all right. And I trust him. And if anything ever happens, he's in trouble. No, but, you know, Tim, should I download this? Should I download that? Should I do this? They say it's okay. Should I trust them? I'm just saying, you know, we'll trust all those things, but we don't trust God. Why is that? Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. That's your problem. Amen? Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And I, you know, to be honest, I've got perfect peace today. I trust him. Why? I believe him. I behave like I believe him. And now the blessings come. You say, I want that. Then believe him. Believe his word today. And then behave like you believe it. If he speaks to your heart, move. He tells you to do something, do it. I mean, like that. The other day, honestly, and this happens often, but I thought, you know, it just was amazing. I had a certain amount of money in my wallet, and God said, okay, I want you to give half of that to so-and-so. I said, what? And I thought, wait, whoa, that always works. And it always does work. You say, oh, you must have got it back. Oh, no. I've not gotten it back yet. I'm not looking to get it back. I just want God to know, I trust you, God. And you know what? I get excited. He spoke to me. That's so good to me. You know, give him that. Give that person that money. And it, you know, some of you, it's like, oh, I can't get it open because I don't want to. And it was just so easy to reach in there and grab that money out and give that to that person. And I was so excited because my God spoke to me and spoke to my heart and said, do this. That's so good. Yeah, that's why you're miserable today, honestly. That's why delight thyself in him. Amen? Amen. I'm just looking for God to bring it to pass, because He always does. You know why? I trust Him. I trust Him. Oh, yeah. I take all those pills and all that stuff, and the doctor says, well, your numbers are looking good. I don't know if they are or not. He says so. Amen. I mean, I go in, and some nurse stabs me 3 or 4 times, says, ooh, your veins are weird, you know, and stuff like that. And I have to put up with that every time. You know, I don't know what happened to it. I do. You missed. And I'll tell you what, I don't want you digging either. You know, and they do, but they always do, right? And they get the blood out of there. I don't know whose blood they sent to the lab. Do you? Huh? I have no idea. But you know what I'm saying? I say, you know, ma'am, you stuck me 5 times. You've injured my arm. It'll bruise. It'll bruise all the way to my leg. And, you know, I'm injured. I'm in pain. I'm in sorrow. I'm hurting. Then she puts a, then they always, my arms look like the back of my head as far as hair is concerned. Then they wrap it around with a Band-Aid that is, you know, it's super stick, right? So here's this woman. She's already shown me no mercy at all in sticking me. She's shown no mercy in saying, well, just rip it off later on, you know, and all the hair comes out. She's shown no mercy at all in that. And I'm trusting her with my blood that the doctor's going to talk about, and he's going to have the lab look at it. They're going to tell me something. I don't know who they are. They may be in a bad mood that day. And I'm going to trust her to take that to them, and then they're going to analyze it, and then they're going to go to the doctor, and he may be in a bad mood, and I'm going to trust him, and he's going to give me a pill, and I'm going to have my wife put it in the thing. Look at all the things I trust, and all the people I trust. And it may be causing me to go bald. I don't know what it's doing, but you know what? This morning, I put all of them in, and I swallowed them, and I said, amen. Because I trusted every part of that, even the one that stuck me 5 times. I trusted every, and come on, it's so easy to say, God, I trust you. I trust you. And I'm going to behave like I trust you. I'm going to behave, and I'm going to wait, because I know you have blessings for me. Let's bow our heads, please. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I wonder if there's someone here today who'd say, preacher, I'm not even saved. I don't know about trusting God. I've never trusted Him. I've never been saved. If I died, I don't know if I'd go to heaven. You'd say, please pray for me. I'm not sure I'm saved. Anyone like that? Raise your hand. Say, pray for me. I'm not sure if I'm saved. Anyone? How many would say, preacher, I'm a Christian. I'm already saved. I've trusted Christ as my Savior. But God has spoken to my heart today about something in my life. Something in my life God's dealing with. Maybe it's about believing. Maybe it's about behaving. But you'd say, God is dealing with me as a Christian. Pray for me. Raise your hand. All over. All over. Thank you. God bless you. Father, help us believe you. And then help us to behave like we believe you. God, you said without faith it's impossible to please you. So I would ask you to help us to have that kind of faith that pleases you. And I believe it's a faith that goes on and behaves like we believe you. Thank you for all the blessings, and you have been so good to us, and you are so good. Bless the invitation now, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, the instruments play. Have thine own way. If God speak in your heart today and you have a decision to make, do not hesitate. You come. God, speak in your heart this morning, something you need to pray about. You come, join these. Many have already come, still time to come. Just starting. God, speak in your heart, you need to pray about something. Have thine own way. It's God's way. But if He's going to have His way, you're going to have to trust Him. Because His ways are not always our ways. We don't see it the same way. But He's right. Oh, I need you to bless God. I trust you. Others need to come. The invitation's still open. You have a decision to make. Something you want to pray about. Maybe just an area you need to pray and you need to talk to God about it. Maybe you need to come and let Him know, God, I do trust you. I trust you with this decision. I trust you with getting rid of this sin. God, I trust you. Any others need to come? The invitation's still open if you do. Need to come. We'll have one more verse. If you need to come, come on this verse. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody says, well, I trusted the Lord once, but it didn't work. What do you mean it's not over? How do you know it's over? When is it over? Amen. You'd have to go to heaven and ask somebody if it didn't work before you'd know if it's over or not, because it's not over until you get there. It's deep, isn't it? I wanted to leave that with you before you go to lunch so you can chew on that. But honestly, don't quit. Don't give up. Trust Him. Keep trusting Him. Amen. Where'd he go? Well, Bob, God bless you. Anyway, don't forget 4:30. Do they have ensemble today? Does anybody know? There is ensemble? I heard a yes. All right, very good. And then there will be, of course, choir at 5, all the children's choirs, prayer times, and the teens all meet at 5, and then 6 o'clock the evening service. Bob, thank you for helping out. Would you close in prayer, please?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. God bless you.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you're a God that we can trust. And no matter what happens, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to your purpose, and that you always, anything that comes into our life, it's for our ultimate good. And thank you that we can trust you with that. And thank you for the message that you've given to Pastor. And just pray that we'd think about it as we go our way. Please bring us safely back here tonight. And thank you for all that was done today. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.